Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time once again for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jason Muldrow, originally from Rochester, Minnesota, now living in Washington, D.C.
So you're moving south for the warmth.
Apparently not south enough.
Apparently not. How do you enjoy living in Washington?
I love it.
Really?
It's great.
Why?
Well, there's so much to do out here. I really enjoy going to the museums and whatnot.
Because,
so,
you know, all the guys running for president, they all disparage Washington. I'm not a Washington politician. That's the way they do things in Washington, they all say. So I just imagine it from their speeches as this being this horrible pit filled with criminals.
Maybe they just don't get out to the museums and all the other things.
I don't know. Fred Thompson was in one for about 5 years.
So. Yeah. Jason, nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jason's topic?
Not safe for work.
So, you know you can't smoke in the office anymore. You can't chat up the boss's secretary or download Paris Hilton videos to your desktop computer. Fine. We've learned to live with those restrictions. But this week, we found out there's something else we thought of as innocuous that could get you in trouble at your workplace. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about surprising drama. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
You bet.
All right, first up, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
Peter, don't you think that political correctness has gone too far when the phrase drunken lemurs is an insult? When I was in college, it was a social club. Not so for David Stewart, the security supervisor at the Catfish Bend Casinos in Burlington, Iowa. He put up a Dilbert cartoon on his office bulletin board in response to the announcement that the casino was closing. In the strip, a character notes, "Why does it seem that most of the decisions in my workplace are made by drunken lemurs?" Stewart was thereupon fired. At a recent state hearing regarding Stewart's unemployment benefits, the casino's human resources director argued, basically, he was accusing the decision makers of his company of being drunken lemurs. Would it make any difference if he'd said drunken sloths or sober lemurs? Apparently, one of the human resources is not a sense of humor.
An employee at a casino fired for posting a Dilbert cartoon to the bulletin board. Your next story of drama in the office comes from Adam Felber.
It seems almost quaint now, even retro, the old office Christmas party tradition of tipsily commemorating your hindquarters on the Xerox machine. Well, that's what the employees of St. Louis's Hanna Accounting thought, but how wrong they were. When their boss, Matt Hanna, returned to the office the following Monday and saw multiple copies of an employee's posterior liberally papered around the office, he indulged in a quaint, retro, total freakout and actually staged an office-wide lineup in an attempt to identify the offending buttocks. The end result of this has been company-wide anger, a call to the police, and the arrest of Mr. Hanna on harassment charges. Things seem to have cooled down since then, with the boss apologizing and his employees dropping the charges. We've all learned a lot, concedes Mr. Hanna, though not the identity of that butt's owner. That, I guess, will have to remain a mystery.
Somebody Xeroxing their rear causes consternation. Your last story of workplace malfunction comes from Roxanne Roberts.
What's Christmas without mistletoe? That's what Roman Burko thought when he hung the festive spring at the Caffeinated Mine, his New Haven bookstore and cafe. But Burko got in deep doo-doo when Taffy, an affable but not too bright golden retriever owned by customer Libby Copeland, gobbled up the toxic greenery and landed in the animal hospital close to death. It's anti-animal, Copeland told the New Haven Register after suing Burko for $3,253. The New Haven City Council, under an animal rights provision passed last summer, immediately banned all mistletoe in the city's public spaces and businesses. Burko has offered to pay Copeland's vet's bill, but calls the citywide ban anti-Christmas. We can't be held hostage to canine vacuum cleaners, he said.
Let's review your choices, then. From Charlie Pierce, the story of an employee getting fired for doing something almost just about everybody has done, put up a Dilbert cartoon. From Adam Felber, the story of how an office got thrown into disarray when somebody Xeroxed his own butt. And lastly, from Roxanne Roberts, how all the mistletoe vanished from New Haven because of a hungry dog. Which of these is the real story of a workplace mishap in the news?
I don't know. B sounds a little too much.
The butt so Xeroxing. You're going to throw out the butt Xeroxing.
Yeah. But funny. I think...
I mean, it's real.
I think I have to go with the comic strip one.
You're going to go with the comic strip one?
Yeah.
That the guy posted the billboard and got booted.
Yeah.
That's your choice. Okay, Charlie's choice. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we have an official statement from someone intimately connected with the story that Carl will now read.
Most Dilbert comics don't come right out and call management a bunch of drunken lemurs, so I can see how this one might have been a tad over the line.
That was, of course, from Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, telling the Des Moines Register why this particular Dilbert comic might have caused a little trouble for the guy who posted it. Congratulations, Jason. You got it right. You earned a point for Charlie. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing with us today.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.